New reports commissioned by Governor Maggie Hassan have found state regulators failed to protect residents from abuse and neglect at Lakeview Neuro Rehabilitation Center in Effingham. Lakeview cares for people with disabilities and brain injuries, particularly people with highly complex behaviors and needs. The state will now shut down Lakeview Special Education School and reevaluate how it regulates the facility's residential program. And HPR's Jack Rodolico has been following this story, and he joins me now with more. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Brady.
So at this point, it's well documented that Lakeview has chronic problems, understaffing, poor training, inadequate reporting of instances of abuse and neglect. Beyond Lakeview itself, who do these reports point a finger at?
The reports fault many state offices within the Department of Health and Human Services in particular that have some authority over Lakeview. It takes a lot of focus on the health facilities licensing unit. The licensing unit does yearly inspections, unannounced inspections of Lakeview and about 400 other facilities around the state. And you know, as we've been sort of digging into this for the past few months, this question has surfaced. Why is it that the licensing unit kept renewing this facility's license when we know that there's been all these documented instances of abuse and neglect at Lakeview? Well, we finally got an answer to that. The answer is poorly trained inspectors, not enough inspectors, underfunding, and administration that within the health licensing unit, administration has intervened and even suppressed the conclusions of some of their inspectors. Here's a quote from the report. Former licensing staff reported that there have been previous times when inspectors found egregious concerns about Lakeview that may have warranted closure and no action was taken. They report that the licensing unit is not held in high regard in the community because it is not perceived to be diligent or rigorous. But the problems go beyond the licensing unit. The governor was called out for not providing enough funding for inspections in her budget. She says she's now corrected that. And really just poor coordination among a number of state agencies, not connecting the dots of abuse. And here's a quick little example. There was a female resident whose eyeglasses were missing at Lakeview for 4 months. And state inspectors came in. They knew that this was the case. But because they couldn't find an individual person at Lakeview who was responsible for losing her glasses or not getting her a new one, it was not a cited case of neglect, even though she clearly could not see well for 4 months straight.
Governor Maggie Hassan had commissioned these reports, and you sat down with the governor today. Who wrote the report, and what does the governor have to say about it now?
The governor's office hired a woman named Catherine Dupree. She's an independent consultant. She's done this type of work, both working for state governments as a state employee and now as a consultant. Governor Hassan has now ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to implement all the recommendations in these reports. Other than simply making sure the state holds Lakeview to tougher guidelines than it has in the past, the reports also say New Hampshire has to simply rewrite some of the rules to be sure they actually apply to Lakeview. Let's listen to what Governor Hassan has to say.
I'm continuing the freezing of admissions from New Hampshire to Lakeview and continuing that monitoring, because what we always need to be doing is making sure that we are attending to the safety and health needs of our most vulnerable. And I think there are serious concerns about Lakeview's past capacity to do that.
I also spoke with the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services today, Nick Tumpas, and he says they're taking this very seriously and he needs to further review the reports.
Now, what do we know about Lakeview's future capacity to care for these people?
Well, it's not good. I mean, the reports found Lakeview is making some positive steps, but that even in the last few months, with constant monitoring from the state, both New Hampshire and Maine and New York and other independent groups, the care there is actually getting worse, not better. The residents are sitting around in their rooms getting no treatment, not even cleaning up after themselves. So the report also poses a big question, and this is a quote. The state needs to determine for how long they will allow inadequate care of its residents to go on without measurable improvement. The governor even said the state needs a backup plan for if Lakeview closes, but that's really complicated. There's about 60 residents there. Most of them are from out of state, some from Oregon and Hawaii. Those people couldn't find care at home, so they wound up at Lakeview. A lot of times for people in this situation, the other alternatives are psych units and prison. So while the school is shutting down, there are still some big questions looming for Lakeview, and we're going to keep an eye on how this plays out.
That's NHPR's Jack Rodolico. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.
You can find all of Jack's stories on Lakeview at nhpr.org.